From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX, September 11. On-chain and off the five stories setting today's crypto agenda. Let's get into it. First, from CryptoBriefing, Canada's OSFI allows tokenized deposits, aligning with traditional banking. The Office of the Superintendent of Financial Institutions in Canada has officially greenlit tokenized deposits. This is a significant step, as it could pave the way for more institutional players to adopt blockchain technologies. With traditional banking now embracing these digital assets, we might see a shift in how the crypto market operates, especially regarding Bitcoin's valuation. This move signals a growing acceptance of crypto within established financial frameworks, which could lead to more stability and legitimacy in the space. It's a reminder that as regulations evolve, they can create new opportunities for both institutions and individual investors alike. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, second, from Be In Crypto, Base app is Coinbase wallet again. Will traders notice? Coinbase has rebranded the Base app back to Coinbase Wallet, signaling a shift away from its brief foray into social networking. This change comes after a year of trying to pivot the wallet into a platform for social interactions, which ultimately didn't pan out. Now, the app focuses on leveraged bets, prediction markets, and tokenized shares across over 10 blockchains, including the Robinhood chain and Monet. The original idea behind the Base app was to integrate social features, but that vision fell flat, with CEO Brian Armstrong acknowledging the misstep. The wallet now routes users to Hyperliquid for perpetual futures, allowing traders to engage in leveraged trading without expiration dates. While there's no published fee schedule yet, the wallet aims to test products that the main exchange can't list. For traders, the most noticeable change will be the new icon, but those looking to leverage their positions will find a more robust offering. Coinbase hasn't confirmed whether this pivot has attracted more users, but it's clear they're doubling down on trading features. Bitcoin fell below $77,000 on Sept. 10 as oil rose above $100, and a global bond sell-off pushed traders toward another Fed hike. Bitcoin reached an intraday low of $76,676.07. Nasdaq 100 futures fell 0.7%, and the 10-year Treasury yield climbed to 4.93%, while the 30-year touched 5.35%, its highest level in 19 years. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, third, from CryptoSlate, Bitcoin tests critical $76,000 support cluster during macro energy shock. The moves followed another acceleration in U.S. producer prices and a renewed surge in crude, pushing rate markets to price in about a 76% chance of a quarter-point Federal Reserve increase next week. And then, fourth, from CryptoSlate, Bitcoin mining supplies 90% of Hive $1 million daily revenue despite ongoing AI expansion. Hive Digital Technologies said its Bitcoin mining and GPU cloud businesses generated more than $1 million in combined average daily revenue from Aug 21 through Sept 10, quantifying how much its AI pivot contributes to current operations. GPU cloud produced about $100,000 a day over the period, according to Hive Sept 10 update. That means the AI business is generating operating revenue, but it accounted for less than roughly 10% of the reported total. Bitcoin mining supplied more than 9/10. Next, fifth, from U.today, Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, and Shiba in U-SHIB price analysis for September 11. Bears may take the upper hand. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. Up next, sixth, from Be In Crypto, Ben Cohen warns Anthropic IPO could drain attention from Bitcoin price rally. Analyst Ben Cohen warns a looming Anthropic initial public offering IPO could drain attention from Bitcoin. He says the asset is already fighting to extend its recent rebound. The Into the Cryptoverse founder pointed to Bitcoin's pullback ahead of SpaceX's June listing as a precedent. He argued a similar rotation into artificial intelligence AI stocks could repeat Anthropic's IPO echoes the SpaceX playbook. Anthropic, the AI company behind the Claude chatbot, confidentially filed IPO paperwork in June. It is reportedly targeting a listing window as early as this fall. And then, seventh, from CryptoSlate, this XRP project is shutting down after wallet flaw exposed 4,000 accounts and drained $450,000. XRP Healthcare, a healthcare platform built on the XRP ledger XRPL, is winding down operations after a wallet flaw exposed thousands of accounts and led to roughly $450,000 in losses. On Sept 10, the project said the Sept 3 XRPH wallet incident added financial and operational pressure to a business already burdened by development costs, a prolonged crypto bear market, and an unsuccessful public listing effort. Due to this, the platform said it was preparing to delist its tokens, including XRPH and XRFi, with individual exchanges expected to set withdrawal deadlines. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Head up your own. Eat it. So,